哈利路亚，我们早晨来查考耶利米先知书里头三章的一个象征动作。
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, I'd like to share with you a topic inside the study of Jeremiah chapter 13.
那个象征动作是神对先知显示他旨意的最重要的一个工具。
And God oftentimes used certain symbols to manifest His work.
那除了象征动作以外，就是语言或者是意象。
And some, besides a symbol, sometimes it is through words or through visions.
那不管是先知语言或意象，或者是我们今天要查考的象征动作，都要昭示着有历史或者是神旨意的重要的关键时刻。
And oftentimes through prophecy or through visions, and also through symbol, it portrays a certain part of history that it is necessary for us to study.
那么利用神嘱咐那个吩咐先知要扮演某些动作。
And so sometimes God commands the prophets to do certain act.
那把旁观的人就看着这个动作来找出它的代表意义。
And then people who observe alongside may try to interpret its meaning.
那借着这个动作，那来明白神的旨意是什么。
And through this act to understand what is God's will.
那圣经里头以赛亚先知或者是耶利米或者是以西结充满这种所谓的象征的动作。
And therefore through the life of the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, it is filled sometimes with such kind of symbols and act. Symbolic action.
那这个就是很重要的一个先知书里头的一个信息。
And this is one of the important messages in the prophets.
那我们现在来看一个例子。
So let us look at an example.
请看以西结书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 5.
第五章跟第四章连在一起，一共有两三个动作。
In chapter 4 and chapter 5 is linked together, and there are about two or three symbolic actions.
都是有关巴比伦将要来攻打或者是焚毁或者屠杀这个圣城跟圣城的人们。
And it all symbolizes about how the mighty Babylonians will come to lay siege to Jerusalem or to destroy it.
这是公元前第一次是598-597巴比伦第一次围攻，可是没有攻陷这个城。
And the first siege was in 597-598 BC.
那第二次就真的用了19个月的光阴，把圣城围堵，然后就是攻破焚烧屠杀。
And the second time it was laid siege, it took about 19 months, and then they finally was able to successfully destroy it.
那以西结跟耶利米刚好就在这个时期国难之秋，他担任着神的先知。
And so Ezekiel and Jeremiah were prophets of the time in which this was all happening.
那神就借着语言，也借着意象，跟现在所要看的这个象征动作，来昭告神的烈怒，要毁灭这个城。
And so God gave them visions and also certain symbolic actions to tell the people that He is to destroy the city.
那请看第五章。
So let's look at chapter 5.
以西结书第五章，请看一节到四节。
Ezekiel chapter 5 verse 1 to 4.
那这里头人子就是指着以西结，他代表着人这方面他来接受神的旨意。
And so here it says son of man is referring to Ezekiel, he is receiving this word from God.
那他要做一个动作了。
And then he is to take an action.
拿一把快刀把他的胡须头发剪下来。
And he is to take a sharp sword, take it as a barber's razor and pass it over his head and his beard. And then take the scales to weigh and divide the hair.
那么拿第三有三分之一就在困城，也就是说巴比伦围困这个城墙，圣城的日子将满了，他就拿到城里头去。
And so when the days of the siege are finished, that he is to burn one third in the midst of the city.
用火来焚烧。
To burn it in the midst of the city.
另外三分之一来拿刀来砍碎。
And then you should take one third and strike it around with the sword.
那剩下一部分就拿起那在迎风来吹散。
And then the last one third you shall scatter it in the wind.
那先知做着这个动作。
And so the prophet did all this symbolic action.
其实在象征着巴比伦他们攻陷以后要焚用火焚烧。
And that is to symbolize when the Babylonians attack the city, they are to burn the city.
那用刀刀屠杀。
They will use a sword to kill.
那能姓王的逃命的，他们就往四散，好像被风吹散一样。
And the rest of the captives, those who are in captivity, will be scattered throughout the earth.
那然后神在第五章就第五节以下就说明这个象征动作的本意。
And so after verse 5, God goes to explain these actions.
这指着以色列家将遭遇这样的命运。
And so he said, this is how the household of Israel shall be destined for.
这一类的比喻和这一类的象征动作充满了在这先知书里头。
And so such kind of example of symbolic action is throughout the whole books of the prophets.
那耶利米跟以西结同一个时期的先知。
And so prophet Jeremiah is the same time with the prophet Ezekiel.
耶利米在公元前627-626左右被神呼召成为神的先知。
So Jeremiah was called as a prophet of God during 626-27 BC.
然后呢，这个以西结在公元前593年。
And Ezekiel existed around 593 BC.
两个分别充任神在患难时期的在国家患难时期的先知。
And so these two prophets are existing at the time of the troubles of Israel.
来宣告神的公义审判。
And to proclaim the righteousness and the justice of God upon the land.
也指着将来可能复兴。
And also prophesies about the future revival.
但是当时的罪恶让神不得不让以色列被这个巴比伦来毁灭。
However, the sins that they have committed at the time was too far and too great for God to pass.
那我们用这样的理解，我们来看耶利米书十三章。
And so, with this kind of background, let us now come to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书十三章。
And let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 13 as our center.
这十三章里头也有两个象征动作。
In chapter 13, there are also two symbolic actions.
第一个就是有关腰带埋在土里头腐烂了。
And the first is the symbol of the linen shosh that is rotten.
那神说这腰带本来要扎在人的身上的。
And God says initially this shosh is to be put around the waist.
就好像以色列民应该紧贴着神，来依靠着神。
Just like the Israel is supposed to stick close to God and to rely upon God.
但这跑出来的腰带已经糜烂了，不可用了。
But however, this shash has already been deteriorated.
也象征着以色列民在神的面前骄傲狂妄犯罪。
That is to say, the people of Israel has become proud and has rebelled against God.
已经败坏，不能被神来使用了。
And they have corrupt themselves and no longer is profitable or useful for God.
糜烂无用，就要被丢弃。
And so when this shash is ruined, it is to be thrown away.
这第一个象征动作表示说神的烈怒要责罚这些骄傲的也犯罪的百姓。
And so this first symbol resembles that the wrath of God shall be poured upon the people, and the people shall be forsaken by God.
这个第一个象征动作就跟着第二个。
And then this first symbol is followed up by the second.
请看十二节到十四节。
Let's look into verse 12 and 14.
所以神对耶利米说，你要对以色列家说，你们个人的家里头要把酒坛装满了酒。
And therefore you shall speak to them this word, thus says the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine.
那他们一定会说，难道我们不知道酒坛就是要装酒吗？
And they will say to you, do we not know that every bottle will be filled with wine?
这给我们一个启示了。
So this tells us a prophecy,
神的吩咐,
a revelation.
神的吩咐有时候我们认为是非常平常的道理，显而易见的。
Sometimes the commandments of God, it seems so ordinary or so Already so familiar.
那你就说，那我们做这个岂不知道吗？
So they say here, do we not know that the bottle is filled with wine?
就好像我们难道不知道要聚会，难道要查经，要祷告吗？
Just as we respond, say, do we not know to come to church for service, to read the Bible and to pray at home?
但是这样子的形式而已吗？
But is it just simply the act of doing it?
那你的岂不知道却是不明白神的旨意。
And then if you are this kind of do we not know kind of question, is it actually not in accordance with the will of God?
因为非常素常的非常平凡的一个动作也包含着神要教导的一个深意。
Because such ordinary or familiar commandment from God has its own profound meaning.
我们有时候要透过这现象，透过表面来看实质的意思是什么。
Sometimes we need to go through and see through the surface in order to penetrate and understand the deeper meaning.
有时候要摒弃自己的无知和自己的以为知道，来进一步知道神的旨意要的是什么。
And therefore, for sometimes we must first cast aside our own knowledge and claim ourselves as ignorant in order to further understand the will of God.
那以色列家说，我们岂不知道？都要装酒盛酒吗
？And so here the people of Israel say, "Do we not know that every bottle will be filled with wine?"
那耶利米大卫说，是的，是你知道的，但神的深意更是如此。
And Jeremiah replied and said, "Yes, God knows, you know, but this is the will of God."
然后神就昭告他为什么要让居民来的酒瓶来装酒呢
？And then God explains why that He wants His people to fill the bottle with wine.
请看十三节。
Let's look into verse 13.
神如此说：我要使这地，就以色列地的一切居民，就做大卫宝座的君王和祭司与先知。并耶路撒冷一切居民都酩酊大醉这目的在这儿了。
And say, thus says the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit in David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness.
这个酒瓶、酒罐、酒坛、酒瓮都可以大大小小不同的装酒。
There are different types of bottles and sizes in which to fill this wine.
但是这个每一家人都好像这个瓮。这个 jug 或是 urn 这个 urn 一样的或是缸一样的来装酒
And so every family is to be filling this jug in their house or this urn that they may have
但是这个神其实在指着你们以色列民就等于一个程序一个装酒的一个程序
And so God says that each one of you in Israel is like this vessel
那我要把那这个烈酒倒在你们身上。
And then I will pour in the strong wine into you.
包括大卫王系宝座上的君王做宗教事务的祭司传达神意象先语言的先知。
So even the kings who God has given authority and the priests with the religious faith and also the prophets with visions will be poured.
这是神的受膏者。
And these are all of God's highly anointed.
再加上一切的居民。
And then including all the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
圣城的居民。
This inhabitants inside Jerusalem.
那神的烈酒一装进去，他们就这样的酩酊大醉。
And so when God's great wine is poured upon them, they will be filled with drunkenness.
那么醉了以后呢，十四节就说了。
And then after they are filled with drunkenness, 14 follows.
神要使他们彼此的相碰撞。
I said, I will dash them one against another.
父跟子相碰。
Even the father and the sons together.
那这时候神召过一个非常愤怒的句子，就说我不可怜。不顾惜也不怜悯，以致来灭绝他们。
God says with anger, "I will not pity nor spare nor have mercy, but will destroy them."
这一句话就是出现在先知书里头，宣告神烈怒，神就是说要赶尽杀绝的这样的灭绝他们。
This is one of the ways in which in the books of the prophets in which God states His wrath among the people.
因为这个以色列国将要被巴比伦来毁灭。
Because the people of Israel is about to be destroyed by the kingdom of Babylon.
那就好像这些人灌醉了酒，那彼此相碰撞，跌倒在地，再也不能起来一样。
Just like these people filled with wine, then bumping into one another and fallen and can't get up.
原来我们看圣经里说了酒。
Many times when we look at the mentioning of wine in the Bible,
都有含着神的烈怒。
It also many times it's the meaning within it contains the wrath of God.
或者说这个烈酒有它的恶性的一个作用。
Or that this wine has this evil effectiveness.
先看箴言的二十三章。
Let's turn to
箴言
Proverbs.
旧约圣经七百八十七页。
Proverbs.
二三章，请从三十节、三十一节看起。
Proverbs 23，
他这里说啊，那在杯中闪烁的那个酒，你红的或其他颜色的好，不要去观看。
Verse 31, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup.
它你在吞咽的时候非常舒畅。
And then when you swallow it, it seems to be soothing.
但是你一吞进去到这个肚子以后呢，就开始如蛇在刺你，它的毒蛇在咬你。
But when you actually have taken it, its last bite like, is like that of a serpent and sting like a viper.
因为醉酒了就会看见这个怪象、怪现象。
And because you are drunk, your eyes will see strange things.
那就是 hallucination, 或者是你嘴巴会说出怪谬的话来。
Or you will hallucinate or say strange things.
那就是已经乱性了，那头昏了。
It's like you are confused and you cannot distinguish.
海里头、波浪里头或船摇摆的船上一样。
And then you are lying down like in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies on top of the mast.
然后说人家打你，哦，你打人，你说我没打人，没被打。
And so people have struck you, but you said, "I am not hurt."
那什么时候清醒都不知道。
And you do not know when you are awake.
有时候醉酒可以一个礼拜左右，或者甚至有人好几个礼拜都躺在地上起不来。
Some who are drunk, sometimes can lay there for a week or even many weeks after, still have the effect.
伤害自己了，掉了牙，他自己的不觉得痛的。
That he hurt himself or and then fell, maybe even lost a tooth. He does not even know he's a hurt.
烈酒啊，就好像毒蟹、蛇蟹这样的咬着人。
And so this drunkenness bites and the sting is like that of a viper.
那么圣经同样用这个烈酒来表明神的烈怒的处罚。
And so God also used wine to manifest his punishment and his wrath.
那请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十一章。
Isaiah 51.
以赛亚书五十一章，请看十七节。
Isaiah 51 verse 17.
以赛亚书五十一章十七。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 17.
十七节就说了，耶路撒冷啊，兴起，在圣经里说，醒过来，或者转醒过来，醒转过来，醒转过来，你就站起来。
Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem.
你要从神的手中来喝他愤怒之杯。
You who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury.
那这个愤怒之杯一下就说明，就使人东倒西歪的绝。
And then it says the effect of drinking this cup of fury is that they are not able to stand.
杯有耳朵的，跟没有耳朵的叫杯跟绝。
杯跟绝。
就是那个。
And for the cup, there is a handle.
那叫绝，没有耳朵的，就称为这个杯。
And so there's the mug that with the handle, and there's also the cup without the handle.
不管如何，你喝了杯绝里头的酒，以后就会这样醉了。
And it said, no matter what you have drunk, you will be drunk.
然后呢，一直喝尽。
And you will continue to drink of it.
那喝尽以后呢，就会有以下的就神给的这烈性的这处罚。
And then after you have drunk of it, they have this punishment from God.
那比如说十九节说，你们圣城耶路撒冷会遭受到荒凉、毁灭、饥荒、刀兵。
And so in verse 19 says, two things have come to you, and that is desolation, destruction, famine, and sword.
因为这个时候是充满了，请看二十节是神的愤怒。神的斥责。
Because at that time, verse 20, it mentions they are full of the fury of the Lord.
那二十二节以下就说，你要从我手中接过来这个杯，就是我愤怒的杯，我东倒西歪的杯，或者愤怒的爵。
And then 22, it says, you shall take out of your hand the cup of trembling, dregs of the cup of my fury.
这是在说明神要处罚这个圣城跟圣城的人民。
Telling the people that God will punish the city, his city.
在先知书里头有所谓的四大祸害，就神处罚的这个祸患。
In the prophets, book of the prophet, there are four great woes.
一个就是刀剑。
And one is by the sword.
就是军兵的干戈。
That is through soldiers, through the military.
第二个就是饥荒。
And the second is through famine.
就是荒年欠收，没有粮食。
And that is to say they cannot reap what they sow.
第三个就是这个瘟疫绝症。
And the third is pestilence and plague.
第四个就是恶兽。
And the fourth is the beasts.
意就是说，在天空的飞鸟跟地面田野上的这个恶兽 会来吃这个死尸。
And that is the birds of the air and the beast of the field will come and devour the corpse.
或像土狼或者其他的恶狼会在这个荒凉的城邑的废墟上这样走来走去。
Or that there will be wolves that preys on those who are left alive.
这个就是表示说灾害一到，国家灭亡，圣城在焚毁。
And so this all resembles a calamity that faces the city and the trouble that comes upon the people.
刀兵、饥荒。瘟疫恶兽
So the sword, the famine, the pestilence, and also by the beast.
那神就用这个四大祸患来处罚这个不义不公的这个神的百姓。
And so God uses these four woes, and four methods to punish those who are unrighteous.
所以难怪这十九节说他们喝了这个神给他们的愤怒之背后就有荒凉、毁灭、饥荒、刀剑。
And that is why in verse 19 it said, after they have partaken of this cup,that desolation, famine, and destruction comes upon them.
神的先知要把神的公义审判来传达给他的百姓。
And so the prophets of God proclaim the message and the will of God to the people.
那我们再看耶利米书的25章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 25.
请看耶利米书25章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
耶利米是他年轻时候被神来呼召成为列国，包括以色列民在内的这个先知。
In verse 25, it says that when Jeremiah was young, that God has called him to be his prophet for the people.
那他传达的信息在圣经在耶利米书里头有一直重现的一两句话。
And the message that he proclaimed is constantly repeated in two phrases.
一方面就是拔出、摧毁、来毁灭、来倾覆。
And the first is to uproot and to destroy and to rebuild.
那表示说神的毁灭。
And that resembles the process of God's destruction.
那另一方面就是要建立来栽植。
But then there's the other aspect that after the destruction, there is the rebuilding.
就是让他们有重建跟复兴的希望。
And that there is a hope for a revival.
所以一端是神公义的审判。
And so, and one aspect is the righteous judgment from God.
就是因为百姓的罪恶。
Due to the people's sin and their wickedness, and how they have blasphemy against God's name,
践踏神的圣殿跟他的律法。
How they have trampled against God's temple and against God's laws.
那一方面是社会充满的不公不义。
And so the one aspect is the unrighteousness and the wickedness of society.
就虚谎、欺诈、压榨跟流无辜人的血。
And that is shed innocent blood and to cheat other people and to all the wickedness that they have done.
充满了残暴的事情。
And all filled with violence and brutality.
违反了神要他们社会公义、良心道德律的一个战胜仗。
And they have committed all wrong against God's command to treat each other's rights.
因为在宗教上跟他们在这个社会公义上的干犯神。
And so in religious aspect, they have sinned greatly against God.
违反这个良善的原则。
And they have corrupt the moral standards that God has set.
所以神的烈怒就到了。
And therefore, the wrath of God must be poured upon the people.
百姓接受神的处罚，就好像这个接受烈酒，他们不能再站起来。
And so the people must partake of their punishment just as God poured down these wine through these vessels.
以致他们被灭绝。
So that they receive their destruction.
那这个处罚不但是给以色列民。
But this punishment is not only for the people of Israel.
也是跟以色列相关的列国有关系的。
But it is also related to the many kingdoms that is around Israel.
请看耶利米书二十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 25.
在十五节以下
，verse 15，
就说烈愤怒的酒要使列各国的民来喝了，来东倒西歪。
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, take this wine cup of fury from my hand and cause all the nations whom I have sent you to drink it.
那刀剑就要临到他们。
And the sword and the stagger will go into them.
那列国之内还有一个就是耶路撒冷跟犹大的城邑。就在十八节那里。
And then verse 18, the Jerusalem, the city of Judah, and its kings and princes.
要跟以下在这邻近的这个中东啊近东的国家一样的遭受到灭亡。
And they will also be mixed together with all these nations, and they will face destruction.
因为他们接了神烈怒的杯。
Because they all have received God's cup of fury.
东倒西歪。
And so they shall stagger and fall.
跌在地上不能再起。
They will fall on the ground and not get up.
所以就有荒凉，这个在《申命记》二十八章是神的咒诅，一个很厉害的一个字眼。
And so desolation, this word is emphasized greatly in as a curse in Deuteronomy.
啊，就是哪一个城被神的弃绝，就刀兵饥荒，一直到最后的荒凉。
That is a city forsaken by God will face the sword, famine and desolation.
所以说被火焚烧的。
And so even to the point being destroyed by fire.
被刀屠杀的。
被 those who are destroyed by the sword,
或者说流离四散的
or have been scattered throughout other areas,
就成为这神烈怒处罚的一个后果。
And this is the result of God's punishment.
这是在耶利米书。
This is in Jeremiah.
当然，我们在接下去可以看到以西结同样的一个信息。
And likewise, similar message is portrayed in the book of Ezekiel.
那就记载在以西结书二三章那里了。
And that is in Ezekiel chapter 23.
那就是说，神也照这个圣城的名。要被处罚
and that God will also punish His holy temple.
但是我们查考为什么百姓会遭受到这样的一个很烈怒的刑罚呢？
And once again, let us study as to why the people must receive this wrath.
我们可以从先知书片段来查考出，得到一个很大、很明显的结论。
And so one thing that we can conclude from the book of the prophets.
我们就翻开以西结书八章到十一章。
If we look at Ezekiel chapter 8 to 11.
这是一个集结的，在全部在描写圣城的罪恶。
And so this all basically summarized the sins of the city of God.
因为第八章就是说第一次围攻被掳到巴比伦地的以西结先知。
And so the first siege, the captivity, was recorded in chapter 8, in which prophet Ezekiel was also taken.
这个时候刚好在这巴比伦之地在这个以色列这个社团信仰社团里头。那以西结先知担着律法的师父
and so at the time Ezekiel was taken captive and with him he has a Torah to continue to teach the people who are in captivity
长老就有时候常常到这个以西结这位先知面前来询问神的旨意
and so many times the elders would come to prophet Ezekiel to ask of God's work and will
那当然在八章跟二十章以西结你可以看出众长老围坐在他的前头。
And so from chapter 8 and chapter 20 in Ezekiel, you could see that the elders sit before prophet Ezekiel.
那就在这个时候，请看八章，神就在异象中提举这个先知从巴比伦地。要经过伊拉克叙利亚就到了耶路撒冷这个地方
and so in chapter 8 it tells of how prophet Ezekiel from the city into through Syria and from Jerusalem.
那就在这时候看出在异象中的风景景物了。
And so able to see the manifestation of the vision that God has set for him.
那么天使就神的使者带着以西结就参与在异象里头的动作。
And so the angel took a prophet Ezekiel to put him in this vision for him to see.
在异象中他看到圣城一幕一幕的罪恶在他眼前来扮演出来。
And so in spirit, prophet Ezekiel see in the vision, one by one, the sins committed in the city of Jerusalem.
那神的使者问他说你看到吗？
And so the angel of the Lord said to him, Have you seen this?
你还要看到更大的罪恶的事。
You shall see even greater sins than these.
一直的过去。
And so one by one, it manifests to the prophets.
这非常鲜明的、栩栩如生的一个罪恶的动画，在他面、在眼前来扮演出来的。
And so all these sins and wickedness of the people were manifest to the prophets.
那这三章也就在描写、在解答说，为什么神发出他的烈怒的这个处罚。
And therefore, in these three chapters, it goes to say why God must pour down His wrath and His punishment upon the people.
是非常集中的描写的。
And it is very written very concentrated.
那请看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
有一个手就从天空这样下来，抓着他头发，在举他经过天地之间到了圣城。
And so there's a hand that stretched from the sky and then took Ezekiel by the lock of his hair.
那第一个这个罪恶可憎恶的事看到就是在第五节那里。
And the first sin that he saw as it takes him on the midair in verse 5.
在圣殿的北端就等于说在北端圣殿坐西朝东就在那左边那里看到这个偶像。
And so in the north of the temple, he lifted his eyes and he saw that there was an altar gate, an image.
圣殿竟然有可憎恶的偶像。
That in the temple of God there is an idol.
那再进去看。
And if he goes further in,
再从第七八节那里。
That's verse 7 and 8.
你就可以看到圣城的墙本来是分别为圣的，是神的圣殿的门墙。
And that the wall of the holy temple of God in which there was a separation and segregation.
可是画到这生命力所禁忌的 不可以有的这个污秽的动物或爬虫。
And yet there is this abomination in the house of God, in the house of God.
就是在玷污神的圣殿的神圣。
That stained the sanctuary of God.
那再进去看,
and if he goes further in,
有70个长老拿着香炉在祭拜偶像。
That there are 70 elders taking incense and worshipping the idol.
那他们说神没有在看。
And they keep on saying that God does not see, God does not see.
那再进去再转一个弯。
And then if they, he goes further in,
就看到什么呢?
What did he see?
有人在这圣殿的东边朝着太阳在拜太阳神。
That toward the east, there are people who are worshipping the sun god.
以后你看西西家在洁净圣殿 的记载里头。
Later on, when you see how Hezekiah cleans the temple.
这里头有日居, 就是好像希腊神话的阿波罗的神那个在天空驾驶的车子一样。
There are idols that were like that of Apollo's
the chariots. 那再来呢，他们真的在拜太阳神。
And they were the people really were worshiping the sun god.
那有25个男人背向着圣殿向东的朝拜神，那朝拜日神。
There were 25 men with their back toward the temple of the Lord and facing toward the east, and they were worshiping the sun toward the east.
那你再看，再来就是第四节那里。
Verse 14. And verse 14, the women of the temple were sitting there weeping for Tammuz, which was the goddess of fertility.
Tammuz is
a god of fertility.
他是Ishtar的丈夫了。 女神Ishtar的丈夫。 那这个男的一到地底下去的时候, 那这个 地面上的生机啊，青色、绿色全部就灭绝了，那表示秋天、冬天的来到。
And so this god of fertility, if he comes, then spring, fall, and winter will be coming.
所以每年的四，就是他们天气的四月到六月，他们有一个哀哭，他恳求他从地面上回来。
And so from April to June, they have this period in which they mourn for his return.
就假定他回到地面上来，就大地回春。
And so that when he returns back to earth, then there will be fertility in the land.
当然就是四季的这个循环。
And they were going through the seasons.
这个在神话里头或者民间的迷信里头就变成一个青春之神，或者是春天之神到地面上，所以地面上在萧条荒凉。
And so this is part of the many mythologies that they believe in.
竟然以色列民 追随着外邦的恶俗，也跟着他们哭，说：“你他们子回来呀，回来呀，让我们回春吧。”
And so even the people of God, the people of Israel, were believing in all these foreign mythologies and worshiping all these foreign gods.
这是律法上所说的，不可随从恶俗。
And this is an abomination in the laws of God.
那再看最后一个。
And the last one.
就是说他们在宗教这个巡礼的时候。
That in their religious affairs,
17 and 18,
and that they parade themselves, put the branch to their nose.
就是他们在游行时候的一个动作了，就是代表偶像外邦神的一个动作。
It is a symbol of how they parade and how they worship idols.
所以用这很非常集中、非常深入的或者是非常突出的这样的描写来刻画以色列民的罪状。
And so he written in such detail to proclaim the sins of the people.
所以在第九章就开始有出埃及记里头击杀这样的天使出现。
And so in chapter 9 becomes the angel of destruction that was mentioned in the book of Exodus.
就逾越节在击杀以色列地或者埃及地的这个以色列家以外的埃及投生的牲畜跟人和那些灭命的天使。
The same angels that destroy the firstborns of the people of Egypt during the Passover.
这带队的天使就有一个墨盒子，有一个墨笔，羽毛笔。
And so this angel has a pen with him.
在第二节那里。 Verse 2.
A writer's inkhorn at his side, and he will make a mark on those who are righteous.
因为他们被画计划在额上。 就可以避免行可憎恶人毁灭的被 同样的被灭绝的命运。
And those who put the mark, had this mark on the foreheads were saved from this destruction.
所以七八节以后就描写击杀的天使就出去了，在圣城就巡回了。
And then verse 8 and 7 and 8 it tells us how this angel of destruction went out killing.
这是预指着巴比伦的屠杀。
And this is a symbol of the killing from Babylon.
那再看十章。
And then chapter 10,
那就说那个另外天使就从这个基路伯的这宝座车子拿出这个 火种出来。
And that an angel from the throne of cherub will take out this fire.
十章六节七节左右。
And chapter 10 verse 6
and 7. 那这个人拿着从基路伯拿着火以后就到了这个圣城的空中去了。
And then take the fire from among the wheels and went into the holy city.
那意思就是说以后火要焚烧这个圣城。
And that is to say in the future the fire will burn in the city.
那在这个动作里头，神他荣光，神的荣耀，他这个荣耀的宝座，就是约柜上的宝座车，要慢慢的这个撤离他的圣所。
And so as this all is happening, the glory of God, who is manifested upon the throne of the his the ark, is slowly diminished.
用三节来描写他从内在的就内院，就是至圣所，到了门槛，到了这个东门。
And so the Bible uses three stages in which the glory of God moves from the most inner temple to the outer, to the east door, eight gates.
十章三节四节那里。
And first is in chapter 10, verse 3 and 4.
神的荣耀从基督伯那里上升，停在门槛上头。
And so the glory of the Lord, verse 4, the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and paused over the threshold of the temple.
那么殿内充满神临在的这个云彩。
And the house was filled with the cloud and the court was filled with brightness.
离开他的内在的这个至圣所。
And so, the glory of God already has departed from the most holy place.
再看十章的十八节。
In chapter 10, verse 18.
那么神的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基路伯上头。
And the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherub.
那么十九节就停在所谓的东门或叫金门的那个门那里。
And they stood at the door of the east gate of God's house.
那就是圣城最东边，在靠北的一个唯一的一个门，叫做东门。
And there is the east gate, the only gate of the east that is right outside of the temple.
你再转一个弯就是阳门，也就是斯蒂凡以后被用石头打死那个门。
If you turn one corner, you'll be at the corner where Stephen was stoned.
那你就看到毕士打池在北边那里。
And also the pool of Bethesda.
那这时候神已经到了他的荣耀，他的这个约柜车已经宝座车已经到了这个东门了。
And so this glory of God at this time has departed away from the temple into the east gate.
整个罪恶灌营啊，这个敌人军队在将要进去焚烧屠杀这个时候，神就逐步的就离开了。
And so right before the enemy comes through the gate of Jerusalem to destroy it, that the glory of God is slowly departing.
再看十一章二十三节。
And 11 chapter 23.
这里说神的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座橄榄山上头。
And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood on the mountain, which is on the east side of the city.
那意思就是说神决然地、完全地离开他的居所。
And here it tells basically that God has completely departed from his dwelling place.
因为圣殿是为了两个目的来建造的。
Because the temple was built for two purposes.
一个是神要立名。
Is that one, God wants to establish his people.
His name.
His name.
那第二个神要居住。
And the second is that God will dwell there.
那这样的话神跟人就可以聚会在一起。
And so,
神可以显出他的旨意，加了教导。
So there is a communion between God and man, in which God can teach man his teachings.
百姓可以祷告，神可以垂听赦免。
And the people can pray to him, and God can forgive.
那神可以把善道来借着以色列民传给外邦，来荣耀他的名。
And then God can teach through his people unto those who are of other nations of his goodness.
而且借着神这个宝座，就是说约柜上的宝座。两个基督伯上的宝座，他可以领着百姓来 从事这个圣战，这个 Holy War.
And then on the mercy seat of the two, between the two cherubim, that he can have conduct this holy war for his people.
战胜敌人。
And to overcome their enemies.
来让以色列城城来得到巩固。
And so that there is security in the city of God.
可以称为神的旨意要彰显的政治跟宗教的中心。
And can be the center and the manifestation of the people of God.
但是很遗憾的，神现在竟然离开了。
But unfortunately, now God has departed away from the people, from the city.
这好刚好就是列王记下二十五章所描写的。
And this is what happened and written in 2 Kings chapter 25.
就是说巴比伦军队围攻、屠杀、焚烧，结果毁灭。
As when the Kingdom of Babylon entered into the land and destroyed and killed the people.
那以后以色列历史就进入到没有王朝，就没有王国的独立自主。
And then after that, in the history of Israel, there will be no dynasties.
它成为巴比伦的附庸，以后受制于巴这个波斯，以后的希腊跟罗马。
And they were always under the rule of Babylon. After that, the Persians and the Greeks. And the Romans.
一直到1948左右，那么这么艰辛的千年历史。
All the way until our 1948, when they became a country of their own.
没有的，没有的国家，没有国家的独立自主权。
And they have no country and no independence.
固然非常悲伤。
And so they live very pitifully.
但令他们宗教心灵更震撼的就是没有圣殿的崇拜。
And what is most devastating to them is that they have no place of worship.
耶利米哀歌就是在哀悼他们的圣殿的毁灭。
And so the Book of Lamentation portrays the many weeping and the sadness because there is no temple that exists or stand to worship.
他们在问说，神啊，你们为什么让我们这样的遭受到国家的灭亡，还有就圣殿这个崇拜的中断。
And so they plead to God and say, why God has departed from them that they face this destruction and that they have no place of worship.
耶利米先知的耶利米哀歌一直在追问这个问题，然后检讨内省才知道一个答案。
And so the Book of Lamentation continued to portray this message that they try to examine themselves as to why, and then it comes to this conclusion.
啊，原来我们的罪恶让你好像乌云。就遮住我们，祷告不能达到你，你不垂看，垂听我们的祷。
They come to this conclusion that because it is our great sin that is like this thick clouds that has separated us from God.
所以圣经用两个很可怕的，或者很值得畏惧的、惊骇的一个动作。
And so the Bible has used these two frightful symbolic actions.
一个就是神转脸，他掩面不看。
Is that one, God turns his face away.
表示说你被神弃绝了，他不看顾了。
And when that is stated, that means God has rejected you, has turned away. 第二个就是
说，就神就缩手，他缩短他的膀，大能膀臂，他不施行拯救。
And the second is that God retrieves his hand, basically his hand of salvation.
表示说毁灭当中神便不拯救了。
Is that in your destruction that God will not reach out his hand to save you.
那这种烈怒的处罚。
And so these kind of punishments.
他的这种严厉的程度啊，其实在以西结书七章可以看出来。
And the severity of it is stated in Ezekiel chapter 7.
请看这个以西结书七章。
Ezekiel chapter 7.
说这里说这里一直在说结局近了地的到了这个地的四境的 第二节
In verse 2 it says that at an end the end has come upon the four corners of the land
那第六节在说这个灾害临近了六节结局到了
It says an end, verse 6 an end has come the end has come it has dawned for you
同一节说日子近了
And said, the day has come.
因为我的烈怒愤怒要倾倒在你们身上。
Because of my wrath will be poured upon you.
所以第九节就说我必不顾惜不可怜要报应你。
And so verse 9, my eyes shall not spare nor will I have pity.
这里头再看十五节外头有刀剑在那饥荒这个瘟疫等等。
In verse 15, the sword is outside and the pestilence and the famine within.
然后十九节说，他们真的好像污秽之物 ，Timon 就是污秽之物，神不要弃绝。
And then they will, God will reject them.
就好像这耶利米哀歌第一章所说的，他们好像这妇女寡妇。脏污脏的寡妇满身满襟这污血一样
Just like portrayed in Lamentation and this widow was when in filthy garments
本来贵妇被神弃绝
At first she was of high regard, and, but she was been rejected.
被神, 被人践踏, 被人家弃绝,
and so she was rejected by others.
那这些日子近了, 再一直看, 日子近了,
and then as it continues, say the day has come.
七节,
7,
第十节,
10,
第十二节,
and 12.
这一种集中说神的烈怒, 神的烈怒要倾倒了,
and it continues to mention the wrath of God.
所以在这个罪, 这个患难当头,
so in this time of destruction,
就那个额上画着记号的那些人可以存活,
only those with the mark of God on their foreheads can survive.
就像启示录七章, 那个从日出之地出来的, 要画在那个人来做标志。
Just like what is mentioned in Revelation chapter 7, those who came up to mark
with
the mark on the forehead, they shall be saved in the time of destruction.
因为他们在罪名当中是突出, 没有罪的, 被神蒙爱的,
because they have been deemed righteous among the wicked people.
那七章这样列入, 让我们知道说这是不可挽回。
And so in Ezekiel chapter 7, this wrath of God, it says it is not something that can go back to.
So 我们查考这历史书的列王记,
and so when we look into history and study the kings,
我们进到24章, 最后25章,
and then to the chapter 24, chapter 25,
那结果我们就可以再看耶利米书,
and then you refer to the book of Jeremiah,
以西结书,
and then also refer to the book of Ezekiel.
同样记载神用烈怒来处罚这不义不公,
and the constant message is that God's wrath and fury is poured upon those who commit great sins and commit wickedness. Even though God constantly sent his messenger, his prophets, to warn and to warn the people for repentance, but they were stiff-necked people. And with a hardened heart.
好, 而且呢, 继续的犯罪,
and they continue in their sins.
干犯了神, 神圣的法令,
and then keep committing wrong against the laws of God.
亵渎神的名, 污秽神的圣殿,
blasphemy against the name of God and trample upon the holy temple.
而且呢,
and then to commit, go against the laws of God.
宗教行为不但如此,
and not only of in this religious state,
他们社会上也是像刚才所说的, 虚谎, 欺诈, 压榨, 跟无辜人的血,
in society, they also commit such great wrongs of cheating and defaming and violence against one another.
所以这里就说, 善有善报, 恶有恶报,
and so there's a saying, the good will reap good, and the bad will reap their own reward.
收一道, 这个报应很清楚的, 很分明的,
and so in the end, he who received the reward is very evident.
这个历史变成了今天, 不管家国或者个人信仰, 是一个很好的见解的,
and so this history served as a warning for us as a people, as a nation, or as an individual.
所以当, 当神的选民,
so as the people of God,
我们应该要戒慎,
we need to segregate ourselves.
因为在这个希伯来书十章就警戒着,
and just like Hebrews chapter 10 gives us warning,
最后就说, 我们不可成为那个纯, 这个退后日纯, 沉沦的那等人,
that we shall not become those who are perishing.
因为这些人会变, 会, 好像得到神很烈怒, 的这个处罚, 烈火的处罚,
because these are the people who will receive the great wrath of God.
所以说, 趁着还有今天,
and so as it is day,
我们要引他们为见解,
let us bring them into the light.
整个城邦, 整个个人,
and so as a group, as an individual,
应该在宗教上, 或者宗教心灵上头, 跟社会或者这个人际之间的行为,
in religious and religion and in social and moral laws in all aspects.
不要像以色列人一样存着不信的恶心把神离弃了,
let us learn from the Israelites not to depart and to be not repentant,
说不要被罪迷惑,
and not to be drunken with wickedness,
反而要天天的彼此相劝勉,
but instead to constantly encourage one another,
坚持起初的信心跟爱心,
and to maintain the initial faith,
就在神的国, 神的圣城里头有份了,
and so that we can take part in the kingdom and the nation of God.
我们早上查考这个烈酒, 等于说神的烈怒, 他的处罚,
and so today, this morning, we study about the great wrath of God through the wine.
我们每个人都神的器皿,
We are all vessels of God.
应该倒进这个神的道理跟神的圣灵的充满。
We have been filled with the Spirit of God and God's teaching.
不应该让神倒入那个愤怒的酒，让我们跌倒，东倒西歪，互相碰撞而跌倒不起。
Let us not fill ourselves with the great wrath of God, this wine that makes us stumble and stagger.
我们要这样的互相勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
来唱诗三百五十五首。
355。There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I've a peace that has come there to stay.Constantly abiding, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, rapture divine. He never leaves me lonely, whispers oh so kind.Savior and King, when peace really come to my heart, troubles all fled away, and my night turned to day. Blessed Jesus, how glorious thou art. Constantly abiding.Jesus is mine, constantly abiding, rapture divine. He never leaves me lonely, whispers oh so kind, I will never leave thee, Jesus. Treasure I have in a temple of clay, while here on its footstool I roam. But he's coming to take me some glorious day over there to my heavenly home. Abiding, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, rapture divine. He never leaves me lonely, whispers oh so
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们应该好像人生腰围上头的腰带。
In our life, we shall be like this girdle, this sash.
这个腰带紧靠着这个腰间。
The sash is going around the waist and tightly.
就好像我们应该紧紧的靠着主。
Just like how we are supposed to be so closely attached to our Lord God.
好像那主所爱的门徒靠在主的胸膛，
Just like the
亲近。
Just like the beloved apostle of God's laying at the bosom of God, so close to God.
同时我们是神的器皿。
And so today we are God's vessels.
不管金银铜铁各种的这个出身或者素材。
Whether we be silver, gold, copper, whether we have different kind of background or upbringings.
最重要离弃不易就是要合神来重用来合用。
And the most importantly is that we are to be used by God.
变神所爱的这样洁净的一个器皿。
And so to become a beloved vessel, used by God.
那就可以不是烈酒而是福中杯那个装的是福气神的祝福。
That this vessel is filled with all the abundant blessings and the grace of God instead of his wrath.
平安喜乐的
and it is a peaceful and a joyful one.
我们要学习这个以色列民的不义，他们给我们的见解。
And so, from the wrongs and the faults of the Israel nation, let us learn.
因为刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫跟恶兽会临到这被荒凉的城邑来的。
Because sword, the famine, the pestilence, and the beast are all woes that falls upon those who are unrighteous.
因为那是刑罚。
And because those are all punishments.
圣经就强调这种神公义的处罚。
And so God, the Bible emphasized about God's righteous punishment.
就是罪恶贯盈的百姓不肯悔改，不肯离弃手中的强暴。
And this is the reward for a people who refuse to return and refuse to repent and return to God.
我们要做这神所靠近的，我们要听命来。
And so we are to adhere to the teachings of God, to listen to His words, and to be closely united with Him.
我们现在祷告为病痛的，比如说是 Rito 张国松弟兄，
开心脏脑子。To pray and let's pray for the brother in Cerritos.
Bill Chang. 另外很多在心灵软弱的。或者说有病痛的，还有我们需要在圣工上来发展的，都求神来垂听我们的祷告。
So for many others who are ill or not feeling so well, and also for the many work of God.
赞美、代祷、祈求。
And to praise, to intercede, and to ask.
一起祷告。
So kneel down and pray.